Or say if somebody has a very sore throat, you might say, well, I'd like to eat that piece of steak, but I just can't.
Swallow it.
And these things that some people smoke, might smoke either. What you said you
want. A cigarette?
Or a
cigar.
Or say if you were refusing to do something in a very strong way, you might say, well, I don't care how many times you ask me to do that,
I'm just not going to do it.
Or I
won't do it.
Getting back to animals, this kind of bird.
We'll see. Oh, that's it. Wildlife and Fishery Man. D&H Furniture up in that office.
Okay, got two.
Oh, okay.
Are they sending you?
No, it's Donna J. Bone. I don't even know him, but I get his mail all the time.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to ask you about this bird that's supposed to be able to see in the dark.
You're talking about owl?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have different kinds?
I haven't seen an owl in years. Night owl is what we call them.
Night owl?
Uh-huh.
Is that the one that makes the kind of hooting noise?
I really don't know. I haven't seen them around here since I was a child, because we used to have a lot of swamp around here. Yeah, I heard them say there are hoot owls.
Hoot owls.
Uh-huh.
I heard of a small one with a real high-pitched voice.
Mm-mm.
Screech owl or something like that?
Oh, I've heard of them, uh-huh.
And this bird that goes around drilling holes in trees.
Oh, woodpecker.
Yeah. Never heard that called anything.
Mm-mm.
Heard one called peckerwood.
I've heard some of the older people say use that expression, uh-huh.
Have you ever heard that used in referring to another person?
Yeah. Peckerwood. Uh-huh. But I never could understand it.
Could you tell whether it was used in a complimentary way or insulting way when you heard it?
Sort of half and half, you know, sort of jostling and more or less to sarcastic,
yeah.
in a sort of way.
Okay. What about this animal? It's black. It's got a white stripe down the middle. Of
skunk.
The yeah. Is that called anything besides skunk? Old cat.
I've heard it, but I don't know. They just say skunk down here.
Would there be any general term to describe animals that might be bad about raiding hen roosts, like foxes and weasels and skunks and minks? Say, I want to get my guy to take care of those. I've heard people use the word varmints.
Yeah. I even refer to a person as it being a varmint, too. We have a lot of those down here.
Oh, really? Keep the jail full. Or this little animal with the bushy tail that runs around in trees, that would be just an Ichibukai.
Oh, a squirrel?
Yeah. Different types of those that you know of?
Yeah, we have flying. Most of ours are flying squirrels.
Have you heard people talk about a gray squirrel or a red squirrel or fox squirrel?
I've heard there's been fox squirrels down here and flying squirrels mostly. Gray squirrel, I have seen one on occasion, but not, you know, they're fairly rare down here.
Have you ever heard of something that's like a squirrel but it doesn't climb trees?
Like a squirrel that doesn't climb trees?
Doesn't have that long bushy tail either. Burrows in the ground.
Oh, a mole.
Okay, that or anything else coming to mind? Chipmunk?
No, we don't have chipmunks down here.
Ground squirrel?
Mm-mm.
Are there places around here that people might go fishing for freshwater fish?
Mm-mm. Not in this area.
Have,